Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have a guest in this afternoon.
We do.
And her name is Kelly Goring, and she's from the Forest School. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Good afternoon, Maggie.
And can you tell us, the Forest School, now is it, I asked this question earlier, is it the Forest School or is it the Forest School, as in the forest?
Okay, so it's not exactly in the forest, but basically what Forest School is about is just getting children out in a natural environment to freely explore and learn about nature and be able to build on their self-confidence, self-esteem in a natural environment. What we have is a purpose sort of made Forest School area, which has lots of wonderful trees and a pond, and it's got several other different aspects to the area, which I'll go into a bit more detail in a minute.
Right.
But it's on the Summerfield Primary School site,
right.
And we run regular sessions for our preschool children, usually about 12 in a group, where we take them up to the natural environment and we let them freely explore a range of experiences and activities. And we're there to sort of facilitate and plan and link it to their whole sort of development and help bring them on in themselves,
right.
Encourage independence.
So what sort of things do they get up to?
Okay, so obviously throughout the year it's great because you've got the changing seasons that allows for many experiences. So just recently, obviously now it's spring, there's abundance of frogs and newts in the pond, and the children have been encouraged to have a little go at pond dipping, which obviously encourages them as well about how to, you know, care about the living creatures, and they find it fascinating. You can imagine the sort of discussions the children come up with when we're catching things out of the pond.
Yes.
The other day the newts were axolotls,
yes.
And they were all sorts of weird and wonderful creatures, but mm-hmm. It's really good to be able to sort of teach them,
oh,
you know, about
nice.
The things that they're finding.
Yeah. Do they get nice and muddy?
Very. We mm-hmm. have a mud kitchen up there, which is a weekly use. You can imagine mixing potions, adding in the flowers, sometimes, you know, invisible spells to make the adults disappear.
Yeah, and do they?
fortunately not. We've actually been making a miniature mud hut up in our Forest School area using the sort of technique of a wattle and daub. So mixing the mud with
right.
the straw and building
oh.
the walls.
Right.
Where we've been weaving the willow to make the actual walls with the hazel. And they get extremely muddy.
How does that go down with the parents?
Well, actually, pre-warned, I've got one parent that's used to our son. He comes on a regular occasion throughout my holiday clubs. And she said to me on dropping him off, I said, we have got mud out. And she goes, well, I expect him to come home completely muddy. Of which, by the end, he was no longer in a bluey-purple rain suit. He was brown from head to toe.
Aww.
And the pictures I've got of him just tell
but
the whole story.
Is there a big
it's
smile
wonderful.
On his face?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what you need to see, is it? Kid covered in mud, but a huge grin.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, children need to know it's okay to get dirty, it's okay to get messy. And, you know, that's
yeah.
what it's all about. It's about being completely involved and feeling like there's no restrictions. And, you know, obviously they need to learn the rules, they need to learn the boundaries, but it's about children not being worried.
Absolutely.
You know, about being confident that they can do these things.
And do children come from all schools or just the one school?
At the moment, during term time, I run the sessions for my preschoolers twice a week, and Summerfield School, I have a group of children that go up there with me regularly. Throughout the holidays at the moment, I'm running sessions which is put out to any children across the island, and I've some of the children that attend during the holidays have been coming for about 3 years. I've got my regulars. And you can see the impact it has, because after 3 years, they're no longer being guided by me, or they're no longer looking at me to build up their confidence. They come in, they know what they want to do, they know what they want to achieve. And we're kind of there just to, you know, be the adults of, Kelly, you know how I did this last time, how can I do this? And where can I find this? And we're there more as a resource because they're so
brilliant.
Confident and so self-sufficient and,
yeah.
and happy to be in that environment. That's when you know you've done a good job, I think.
It's not just about build up their confidence, though. It gets them used to being outdoors rather than sitting behind a screen.
Definitely. It's not probably a subject you want to get me started on is screen time, but you certainly have children that find it difficult to relate to the natural environment. And I'll have
yeah.
children up there that are natural explorers, and they'll go off and they'll know what they want to do and they know what they want to find, and they need, you know, less interventions, and other children that really find it hard to know how to play in a natural
yeah.
environment. That's why Forest School is really important, that it's not just a one-off, and they get, I think, you know, a minimum of 12 weeks, can be anything up to 24 weeks, to really feel like you've made that much of an
right.
impact on the
yeah.
children.
Fascinating.
But some don't really take to it straight away.
Some definitely don't. I've had a few lately that, you know, really struggle a little bit, you know, and it's like, oh, it's raining, do I have to do it? But, you know, providing you're providing all the appropriate clothing and they're feeling comfortable and they're warm, once you get them up there, they soon realise, you know, what an experience it is. And, you know, I do, you know, occasionally have that, but it doesn't take long to sort of, you know, turn things around and make them realise, you know, how much enjoyment there is, especially if it's not stuff they've done before.
Yeah. So have you got a question, Josie?
Yeah, when you said you live near the forest, oh, do animals sometimes visit? Not because I like animals, but when I was, well, years ago, I went to Central Park for a holiday, there used to be some animals coming.
Right, it's quite interesting. Considering the size of our site, you wouldn't think so, but we do. We're lucky that we're in an area where we regularly get red squirrels coming through, which the children find absolutely fascinating. We have a couple of resident ducks that have been visiting lately and sitting on our pond, so the children are pretty good and they stay back because they don't want to scare them off. We go in regularly in the morning to find the entire area dug up all over, and the children have been really interested in investigating why and what has been making these holes. And we've had all sorts of stories from perhaps badgers, foxes, you know, all sorts of animals that they think might, even the gruffalo has come up from preschoolers. Yeah. It could be the gruffalo making these holes.
Could be.
But it does, it inspires curiosity. Yes. You know, so I don't ever go in and think, oh, look at the state of this area, something's been digging up. It gives, you know, that, I don't know, that is sort of curiosity and imagination, and the children want to learn more. They want to know more. They want to know what could be visiting there. So we have had a go at making hedgehog houses.
Yes.
And I don't actually think we're getting hedgehogs in the area, but the children have been involved in what that might look like, what the hedgehog might need.
Do they need chairs and tables?
Well, do you know what the children along that line do think in that sort of detail about things? Yeah. They've made little fairy houses just in case the fairies should visit with little mini furnishings. And currently at the moment, our bug hotel is looking a bit worse for wear, so that's another project that will be up and coming. We do, yeah. It's got a bit tatty and a bit old, and it's fallen apart a little bit. So the children, my older school children, want to do something about it.
They do rot quite quickly, but then that's because of the materials they're made of.
So it's a bit of a project that some of the school children are quite excited about having a go at building some sort of new elaborate bug hotel.
So if children wanted to come to you in the school holidays, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, which is, it's Bright Sparks Forest School. You should be able to find me on Facebook, but also if they look up Bright Sparks preschool and out of school clubs, should be able to find us, and they just give us a call or send us an email. I often put my adverts out on some of the local Isle of Wight Facebook pages, holiday club pages as well, in case people are wanting you know, something a little bit different for their children, because it's an experience like no other. They're there for 6 hours with me during the holidays, and at the end they're planning to stay for the whole week and overnight, and when we can start doing camp outs and everything. So
I imagine you don't do it for free in the holidays.
No. We charge £30 for the 6 hours, and that just covers the cost of the staff.
Yeah.
And we keep the groups quite small to a maximum of 12, so that children are getting a valuable experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that covers of any additional resources and things
you
need.
If you're coming here on holiday, folks, if you're listening on the mainland, get in touch and you can have a child-free day.
You know, we've had children from Spain.
Prepared to wash them after.
Bath. We have had a few children from the mainland that's come along.
Yeah.
Especially with the older children, a lot of them. And what my passion is the woodwork, my woodworking area, and teaching them the skills of whittling, using potato peelers generally with my preschoolers, but I do use some knives, dependent on when you get to know the child and their abilities.
Yes.
We do the skills of drilling, using brace drills, hand drills. We use bill hooks to split wood to make various things.
Wow.
We use bow saws with the children. It's all done in a safe way. Obviously, I've got to be level 3 trained to be able to use these things.
Of course, yes.
But we've had all sorts of things that we've been making over the last week, from little dream catches to cars to boats, spinning tops, spinning wheels.
It is fascinating.
And usually when I get down that area and the children that love their woodwork, we get stuck there for a few hours, but I don't mind. It's, you know, what they really enjoy.
Brilliant. So thank you for that. Thank you for coming
in. That's okay. It's been lovely talking to you.
It's been lovely talking to you.
We hope you have a good summer with your visitors. That'll be good.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We'll have some lovely weather too.
Yes, you will.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.